We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Tzadi Vav Sif Ches. Says the Mechaber, Nashim Chayavos B'Havdalah Kishem Shechayavos B'Kiddush V'yesh Mishecholek. The first opinion in the Mechaber is that women are obligated in Havdalah just like they are obligated in Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah explains this opinion, since we know that even though there are mitzvos asei shehazman grama on Shabbos, women are included in mitzvos asei just like they are included in the los aseis, because kol sheyeshno b'shamar yeshno b'zachor. So just like they are included in Kiddush, they will be included in Havdalah as well. Whereas the second opinion in the Mechaber is yesh mi shecholek, there are some who disagree and say that women are exempt from Havdalah. That's because they view Havdalah as something which is not related to Shabbos, since it is already after Shabbos. The Ramah comments, Al kein lo yavdilu la'atzman rak yishmu Havdalah min ha'anashim. Since there is an opinion which states that women are exempt from Havdalah, they should not make Havdalah for themselves, rather they should be yotze with men. The Bach, however, quoted in the Shabura, says that even according to the Maan Amar that says that women are exempt from Havdalah, they are allowed to volunteer to obligate themselves, just like we assume that women are allowed to obligate themselves in any mitzvah, say, shehazman grama, they can volunteer to perform it if they would like. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues and states that since the Magen Avraham says that there is a minhag for women not to drink from the kos Havdalah, they are not able to make Havdalah anyway. Rather, it must be in a situation where there is no man for the woman to be yotze from, so then even the Magen Avraham would concede that she should make Havdalah for herself, to volunteer to make Havdalah, even though it's a mitzvah sase shehazman grama, and then drink from the wine, since she has no choice. If there are men around, however, the men were already yotze because they made Havdalah for themselves, or they had kavanah to be yotze in shul, then they can't be motzi the women, since they were already yotze, and it could be the women aren't really chayavos in this mitzvah. And then it will be a bracha levatala, according to those that assume that women are not chayavos. So one might suggest that in that situation as well, it will be better for a woman to make Havdalah for herself, instead of being yotze from a man who was already yotze himself. The Be'er Halacha also brings up the discussion whether women are chayavos in the bracha of the ner. Maybe even if we would allow them to volunteer to perform the mitzvos of Bisamim and the Borei Pri HaGafen, those are brachos hanen, in which they can volunteer to do, but maybe we would say that the bracha on the ner would be different. And the Be'er Halacha isn't sure in the end why they would be chayavos. However, the later poskim seem to assume that they could be chayavos, could volunteer to be chayavos in that bracha as well, and therefore it would not be a hefsek in the Havdalah. However, it is important to point out that there are those poskim, including Rav Sternbach, who think that answering amen to the ner is a problem of a hefsek for a woman, but most people are not choshesh for that shita. Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin, Dinei Besamim LaHavdala, Sif Aleph, Mevarich Al HaBesamim Im Yeshlo, V'im Ein Lo, Ein Tzarech Lachzor Acharayim. We make a bracha on the Besamim during Havdalah if there is Besamim. However, if one does not have Besamim, they don't need to try and find Besamim, because since it is only a Lechatchila, which the bracha is made in order to return the nefesh, which is in pain after Shabbos ends, it is only chatchila, and if one does not have it, it is okay. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that one should use besamim, which they would make borei mine besamim on, and we really make borei mine besamim on any besamim which is used for Havdalah, since there are many who aren't sure which specific bracha is made on the different types of spices. It is best to just make borei mine besamim, since that works on anything, just like shahakal. Sif Beis, Ein mevarchen al besamim shel beis hakisei, velo al shel meisim, hanasunin lamala mimitaso shel meis, velo al besamim shel b'msimos ovei kochavim, desamis yibasan lavoros kochavim. One should not make a bracha on besamim which are used in order to get rid of the smell in a bathroom, or the smell of a deceased person. And they should also not make a bracha on besamim, which are used by non-Jews at their parties, because those were made for avodah zarah purposes. The Ramah comments, in berach habesamim elu lo yatza, if you did make such a bracha, you are not yotze, v'tzarech lachzor levarach al acherim, you need to find other besamim. Since those spices which are used in order to get rid of a bad smell are not actually made for the smell themselves, you cannot make a berurah mine besamim on it, and it would not work for the besamim of Havdalah either.